Challengers may be closer than they appear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Iowa caucuses are January 3rd, and both parties are looking at dead heats at the top, according to the polls. But the big news is on the Republican side, where Mike Huckabee, despite modest finances, has a 29-24 lead over Mitt Romney. The challengers can't get too cozy with those figures because the New Hampshire primary happens 5 days later, and the same poll that has Huckabee ahead in Iowa has him at only 14% in New Hampshire. But Iowa is shaking things up. It's got Hillary poking at the Obama legend, and it's forcing Mitt Romney to give his "What is a Mormon" speech. By the way, I'm guessing Mormonism will turn out to be as American as a home run in summer and as welcoming as a fresh apple pie on the windowsill of an Iowa farmhouse. But if the challengers do survive New Hampshire, stand back, because that's when we'll see not just what they're made of, but what the front runners are made of. Remember in 2000 when John McCain shocked front-runner George Bush by winning in New Hampshire? The Bush campaign reacted by sliming McCain in South Carolina in what turned out to be a foreshadowing of what he'd do to his critics as president. So, if Huckabee and Obama survive past that first week, watch how the front-runners react. Watch for unsigned emails and robocalls in the night. Campaigns always say that the dirty tricks are merely the irrational exuberance of underlings. But those underlings tend to be the very people who, come January 20th, have their desks closest to the Oval Office. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.